Welcome everyone to a new episode of The Tap. I am your host, author Andrew Hess, and today we have the Road to WrestleMania countdown. Yes, we are just over 3 weeks away from the big event. We are counting down the past WrestleManias in anticipation. This year we are doing our countdown with just the focus being on the ones with the most historical impact, the ones who had the greatest impact in the industry or the storylines within the WWE, and the greatest matches of all time. So, without further ado, we are going to be covering WrestleManias 25, 26, and 27 today. We're going to jump straight into the countdown with WrestleMania 25. Now, WrestleMania 25 actually seemed much better as a whole than you really kind of think about. And when you actually sat through it and really focused on the matches and the most impact, I expected there to be more. And there were only three matches that really stood out on this countdown to me. I'm going to save probably the best for the last. The first one I'm going to go with is John Cena winning the World Heavyweight Championship from Edge and also Big Show, which was a triple threat match. It was originally supposed to be Edge versus Big Show for the World Heavyweight Championship. And John Cena was added to the match because John Cena had been screwed previously from the title thanks to Edge. So Vicky Guerrero had and added Big Show into the sorry, John Cena into the match because she apparently was supposed to be married to Edge in the storylines and had sat there and cheated on him with the Big Show. John Cena used this information and a videotape of it to go ahead and blackmail Vicky Guerrero into letting him into the match, which then he just publicly displayed the video for everyone to see to begin with. That kind of being said, we wind up then going into the actual match itself. And we had, this was actually a pretty good match overall. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but the you wind up seeing the continuation of the Edge and John Cena feud that's been going on now for quite a while. This is probably one of the better rivalries that John Cena ever had, and kind of keeps going with even John Cena picking up both Big Show and Edge at the exact same time for the FU or attitude adjustment, whatever you want to call it, AA. Edge ends up slipping off, and John Cena hits the AA on Big Show first, and then picks up Edge and hits another one on him onto the Big Show, and then covers the Big Show for the pin. I thought that this was just, like I said, it was a good match. It wasn't the best match ever, but it was a good match, and it continued the rivalry between Edge and John Cena. Speaking of rivalries continued, we also had one regarding the WWE Championship, where Triple H retained the WWE Championship over Randy Orton with the stipulation that if Triple H got caught and was disqualified, he would lose the title to Randy Orton. This match was really built up o for a good solid couple of months going into it, because Randy Orton had done the punt kick, and he punt kicked Vince McMahon, he punt kicked Shane McMahon. I believe at one point he had punt kicked Triple H. He had hit the rope DDT on Stephanie McMahon and kissed her while Triple H was handcuffed to the top rope, forced to watch all this, and then knocked Triple H out with his own sledgehammer. I remember this rivalry continuing where it was a home invasion angle where Triple H beat the heck out of Randy Orton in his own home. I mean, this thing just really screamed like intensity and aggression. And I loved the rivalry going into it. I thought that the match itself delivered pretty well. The fact that Triple H used the punt kick to actually pretty much put an end to Randy Orton at the end of the match with and the referee being down when Randy Orton was trying to bring the sledgehammer into play, and then Triple H getting away with using the sledgehammer and then hitting the pedigree for the win. I thought it was pretty smart and pretty good. I liked it. And this was actually Triple H's first WrestleMania win in like years. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he hadn't won a match at WrestleMania since WrestleMania 19 at this point. So to ha finally get another win under his belt for WrestleMania was actually a huge, huge thing. Finally, for this whole event was probably one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all time. And I really mean that. It's my favorite. Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker Part One. I say this because we do have a second one that comes follow in the following year. But the rivalry going into this really was built up really nicely. You had Shawn Michaels really targeting The Undertaker. He wanted to end the streak, and you could see how badly he wanted to end the streak during the match because he was willing to take a count out victory just to be the one to conquer the streak. This is the one where Undertaker dove over the top rope, and you could see as he's getting ready, Shawn Michaels throws the referee who was checking on Shawn Michaels down and out of the way, grabs the cameraman and pulls him into the way. And this is when Undertaker actually kind of like missed the mark and went head first to the ground as he was landing. And they still delivered like one hell of a match. I mean, the moonsault getting caught in the air into a tombstone piledriver was just incredible. And both of them kicking out of each other's finishers, I thought was just added to the match. And I think Shawn Michaels was one of the first people to really kick out of being tombstone pile driven. You could see the surprise and the shock in Undertaker's face as Shawn kicked out. I can't really go into this match enough. It's one of the greatest matches, period, of all time. Not to mention, it's one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all time. So, with that, we're going to move over to WrestleMania 26. Chris Jericho retaining the World Heavyweight Championship over Edge, who had returned from an Achilles, basically a leg injury. They had been tag team champions and partners for a little bit. Edge had gone out on injury, and Jericho was forced to vacate the titles. I don't remember if he vacated them or if he lost them where he was defending it by himself, or I forgot how exactly that part went, but Jericho had blamed Edge for a lot of it, and Jericho, actually no, I think Jericho had replaced him with Big Show, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Jericho and Edge had like a good rivalry going into this. Edge had came back and won the Royal Rumble. And then his target was, of course, Chris Jericho. Kept on spearing Jericho every time he turned around. So he the that was when the chants for spear, spear, spear kept on going and ringing throughout the crowds every time Jericho was around. It was a great match overall. This is yeah, it was a Achilles tear, sorry. Jericho ends up using the World Heavyweight Championship belt to clock Edge with it and then hits the code breaker for the win. John Cena wins the WWE Championship from Batista. The match itself was not a great match. They continued with their rivalry for several months after this as well, for some better matches. The real reason why I put this as significance was because WrestleMania 21 had marked these two guys being the top baby faces, the top guys of the company of the new generation. John Cena had won the WWE Championship at that time from JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield. Batista had won the World Heavyweight Championship from Triple H. Since then, they had both gone on a numerous title wins over the years. And now you had Batista, who was the heel going into the match as champion, taking on John Cena, who was supposed to be babyface, even though he gets booed beyond belief by the crowd. And it just kind of was just it seemed of who was the better man, who was the top guy, who was the true top guy, and it ended up being John Cena. And John Cena then continued on with his career for quite a few more years after that, and racking up his title victories up to a 16-time world champion. This is just one of those many ones. Finally, you had Undertaker and Shawn Michaels Part 2. This time, Shawn Michaels' career was on the line. It was another great match, but could not live up to the hype from that they put together on WrestleMania 25. But it was still another really good match. And you could see that Shawn Michaels had wanted to go after The Undertaker. He needed to go after The Undertaker, which is why he was trying so desperately to win the Royal Rumble that year. Why he cost The Undertaker the World Heavyweight Championship, I believe it was at Elimination Chamber, was to ensure that Undertaker would not be champion. So this way Shawn Michaels could go after him. And that's exactly what happened. Shawn Michaels got his wish. He took on The Undertaker. This time his career was on the line. And even defiant to the end, Shawn Michaels had done the throat slashing gesture to Undertaker, slapped him in the face, forced Undertaker to tombstone him once again, and Shawn Michaels' career was over at that point. He decided to call it quits and had vowed that he was actually going to stay away from the ring, even though he did eventually come back for one more match years and years and years later. We will not touch onto that though. WrestleMania 27 was another really big WrestleMania, and it wasn't really big in terms of the match quality, because the match qualities. This goes down as one of the worst WrestleManias, in my opinion, of in history. But the things that I liked about it, first off, you had The Rock, who was hosting it. So you had many vignettes of The Rock getting involved, interacting with celebrities, interacting with other superstars, past superstars, getting on the. He was just getting involved heavily throughout the whole night, including your main event, which was The Miz defending the WWE Championship against John Cena, and The Rock being the one to cost John Cena the WWE Championship opportunity, rock bottoming him and letting The Miz get the pin, and then afterwards The Rock took out The Miz. The match itself between Miz and John Cena was not good at, in any sense of the word. The only aspect of this was The Rock getting involved and setting up the fact that Rock on the next night of Monday Night Raw wound up getting into a verbal battle with John Cena, setting up their match for the following year at WrestleMania. It was the first time ever a match had been booked out a year in advance, publicly known it was going to be, and publicly announced it would be the following year's main event of WrestleMania. And they carried that storyline all the way throughout that year, Rock making appearances here and there, eventually coming back to wrestle at Survivor Series, tagging with John Cena to take on Miz and R-Truth. I mean, it was a huge moment. My other notes from WrestleMania 27 was the Hall of Fame inductions. The big names that came out of it were the Road Warriors, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Sonny, and of course, Shawn Michaels, who had been forced to retire the year before. The only match that was really worthy to be on the countdown for match quality was Edge versus Alberto Del Rio. And this actually had a good quality match itself. Edge really put himself out there and on the line in this one. And I think it's because he knew that he was done. He was having some nagging injuries. He went in as world champion, successfully defended the title. You had Brodus Clay at ringside, and Ricardo Rodriguez at ringside. Christian was in Edge's corner to kind of help even the playing field. Edge does end up getting the win. And then I think it was on that SmackDown that followed was when he announced his retirement. And that took Edge away from the business and from the ring for, what was it, 7 years? So, I mean, that match was Edge's last defining match. And people kind of sat there and said, why didn't Edge just drop the title? If he knew he was injured and if this was the possibility that, he would be out for a while. And I think that he kind of knew that it was going to be the end of his career for a bit and wanted to go out on a high note. And they even kept on saying throughout this match that Edge had never successfully defended the world championship at WrestleMania. And so I think that was another thing that they wanted to give him a world title victory at WrestleMania. That is going to end our show for today. We will be back with more. Next episode will be 28, 29, and 30. One of those I've actually been to. Until then, I am author Andrew Hess, and this has been The Tap.